also think about our international partners overseas. And from Slovenia, this is Mel and Patty Davis sharing their recent experience. Listen for their passion. The woman who was to come for counseling with me the week before called at the appointment hour to cancel. So I asked if she might come that evening, first to the women's Bible study, then we would meet afterwards for counseling. And she agreed, and she came that night, and she came last week as well. And then that same day, in fact, right after I'd rescheduled the first counseling appointment, another lady, for whom we've been praying for 2 years, called and asked if I could meet with her right away. So we met in the afternoon again, and over the weekend, she also came to the Bible study last week. And then the following day, while walking through the city park, a young woman I had not seen for 8 years came striding toward me, and she had formerly attended a Bible study, but then fell in love with a young man who was involved in a cult. So I met with her a number of times, but she rejected all of my counsel. She got married, moved out of town, seemingly dropped off the radar. But she and her family had been in our prayers. And that day in the park, she greeted me and hugged me, then asked if I was still teaching Bible studies, because she would like to come. So she attended last week and said she wants to keep on coming. And the two of us met for coffee and had a long talk together a few days ago. Do you see the passion to get people connected and in life groups and to reach out to people and to not give up on people? Is there anyone you've been praying for 2 years, for 8 years, and you haven't given up on them because you're passionate and God has put them on your heart, and so you continue to reach out to them and bring them to Jesus? You see, these passions that I'm sharing and international partners are just as much in our church family as any other group on this campus. But all that passion, see, we have a primary passion for Jesus Christ. He is our primary passion, but as he's our primary passion, he gives us passion, and it's beautiful that it's a wide range. It's beautiful in the body of Christ when this is happening, and then you listen to Jesus, and you find that passion, you run that lane, and then look what happens. Communities change. The countries around the world are changed, living out that passion together.